everyone. So it's a Saturday night. I mean Sunday. It's been a long week, obviously. It's a Sunday night and I am doing my hair for the upcoming week. And I thought I would make an audio of me doing my hair, which might be kind of weird, but it's not something I've seen anyone else do yet, and I figured it might be relaxing to some people, or maybe you're just interested in learning about curly hair, afro-textured hair, whatever you want to call it, and so you might want to listen. I don't know, I thought it would be cool, so I figured since I'm gonna do my hair anyways, I might as well just record myself doing it. So we're gonna get started because it's late and I want to go to sleep. So if you care, I have like 3C to 4A type hair. So that's like the curl pattern of my hair if you want to Google it. It's pretty thick, but it's not super thick. So right now I just have it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sections. So 4 on the left, 4 on the right. I'm going to tie up the sections that are on the right and work on the left side of my head. So I'm going to get a clip and clip all the sections that I'm not currently working on. So you always want to work from back to front. It's going to make your life easier. So we're going to work on the back section. I'm just going to untwist it. So right now it's in a twist. So this is what we're going to do for all the sections. First thing we're going to do is we're going to spray it with water. Because water is what's going to actually moisturize your hair. And if you have curly hair, you want to make sure you keep it moisturized or else it'll get dry and brittle and break off. So we're just going to spray with water. This is just regular water from my local faucet. And you want it to be wet. It doesn't have to be dripping, but you do want it to be wet. So you're going to want to put a towel around you. Now we're going to take our brush. I'm using a Denman brush, I'm pretty sure it's called. You can just use a regular comb. A wide tooth comb, not like a rat tail comb or one where the combs are close together. You want it to be wide tooth. Or like a Denman brush works well. So I'm just going to start brushing my hair from bottom to top. So you want to start at the bottom of the section and work your way to the top. Yeah. That was an easy section to comb through. So once we do that, we're going to move on to step two, which is going to be hair conditioner. So I'm using leave-in conditioner. If you care, the brand is called Cantu. This is called Argan Oil Leave-In Conditioner. This stuff is amazing. If you have hair that's a similar texture to mine, I'd recommend it. And so you're going to put this in your hair, and this is going to basically just lock in the water you just put in your hair. So we're going to do that from bottom to top. And
The curls are already getting really nice and defined, which is nice. And then after that, we're gonna put, actually no, I'll do that later. So we're just gonna do the water and the moisturizer for all of the other sections on the left side of my head. So section two. Spray it with water. Well, first I have to undo it. So, anyways, I hope all of you who are listening have had a good week. I've had a pretty good week. Starting a new job next week, which is exciting. Make that money for Black Friday. I'm just kidding. But other than that, I've just been doing school, which is not exciting because online school is so annoying and horrible. But I hope you've been doing okay. And I hope life is returning back to normal where you live. I live in Canada, and some provinces are getting better, some are getting worse. I live somewhere where it's getting worse, and we're back in lockdown, which sucks, but it is what it is. Okay, gonna do our third section. I don't know what to talk about. My life has been so boring lately. Well, actually, this thing is not clipping properly. Sorry, I just got really mad for a split second. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately. Like an unhealthy amount. But I love it so much, so I'm not gonna stop. A few weeks ago, I unlocked terraforming, which is basically when you can, like, you can add cliffs, you can change the water, like, make ponds and stuff, take them away, you can add paths. You can do so much stuff. I spend so much time playing Animal Crossing. But that's all I've been doing, just school and Animal Crossing. Okay, this is looking good so far. Now we're gonna do the last section. So I'm gonna spray it with water. Comb it through. The leave-in conditioner. Okay. My hair is really cooperating with me today. It's very nice. It's not always this nice to me. Okay, so we did the water and the conditioner. So what I'm trying to do is called the wet look. So I want it to look like I just washed my hair. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add gel and then a little bit of hair mousse. So it's kind of hard to find a good gel because you want something that's going to
keep the curls, but you don't want it to dry up and look like someone put snot all up in your hair. So we're going to put our gel in. If you care, I use Shine and Jam. It's good stuff. So, we're just going to put the gel in your hands. Rub it together. We're going to put that in your hair. So that's going to basically just keep the curls as defined as they are right now. And then when it dries, basically the gel is going to hold the curl. So when the hair dries, we're not going to lose the curl pattern. It's still going to be really defined. You can also, what some people do is they'll put the blow dryer to their hair or use a hair diffuser. I think it's called a curl diffuser, I'm not sure. But if you add a little bit of heat, you'll basically just dry the hair in the curl pattern, if that makes sense. I'm just going to let it air dry because I'm lazy. So, just adding the gel. You kind of do need a lot, especially if your hair is kind of thick. But, yeah, just gonna add the gel. That looks good. Okay. Then, if you want to be extra, you can also put a teeny bit of mousse. And that'll look really, really kind of keep the curl pattern when your hair dries. So I use Lada Body with coconut and shea oil, Wrap Me Foaming Mousse. I'm almost out of this stuff. But it's just mousse, so I'm just going to add that to the hair. And once it dries, that's just going to help it keep the curl pattern even more. Also want to make sure you add mousse to the top of your head. Try and get those flyaways. And add a little bit more mousse. A lot more mousse. This is going to look really good once it's all dry. After you do all this, you really just want to leave the section of hair alone. Like, you don't want to keep playing with it, you just want it to dry. Okay. So that was the left side of my head. Now we are going to do the right side. This is actually going by really quickly, usually it takes me longer. So, other sections out of the way. Let's do the right side of our head. So we're going to spray with our water. Brush it. Probably should have washed my hair today, but I'll do it at a later day. Okay.
Okay, now we're gonna put our leave-in conditioner. Ooh, this is gonna look really good. I thought I would have more to talk about, but I really don't have anything to say. I'm sorry. This might be a lot more boring than I thought it would be. But it's also kind of nice to feel like you're spending time with someone, you know what I mean? Okay. We're getting there. So, I've been doing a lot of yoga lately. I started doing yoga, like, I don't know how many years ago, but I've been doing it a lot lately, and I'm making really great progress, which is a good feeling. Some of the poses that used to be really hard for me are getting easier, which feels very nice. Feels good to progress. I'm progressing really well in my other workouts too. Getting a lot stronger. I can push more weight every week, which feels good. This section's looking kind of busted. I don't know why. I think I should have put more water in it. Why does it look like that? I don't know. I've been meditating a lot lately too. I used to meditate a lot, I fell out of it. Now I'm getting back in and it's good. It's been helping a lot. Brain is usually pretty crazy. So, things like meditating and yoga really help. Add this leave-in conditioner. We're on the last section too. So we're just gonna put this leave-in conditioner. This one section of my hair is just not cooperating with me. Honestly, I think I just need to wash my hair. That's why I kind of have some product built up. I'm lazy, I'll do it another day. So we're just gonna add the gel. To lock in those curls. I don't know why I made that noise. Okay, I lied, that looks really nice. Okay, let's do this mousse. Okay. Maybe make sure you get mousse on the top of your head. All right. It's pretty good. Not gonna go too crazy this week. So the last thing we're gonna do is I am going to actually, no, I lied. I'll do my edges tomorrow morning. Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm going to, usually what I don't usually do my hair at night, which is why I'm confusing myself. Usually I do my hair in the morning. And then I use, like, the duck clips to clip my hair to keep it, like, in shape. Then I'll put the bonnet over it so I can kind of dry while I do my makeup and stuff. Then I'll take off the bonnet, take off the clips, and then leave. But since it's nighttime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to twist up these sections again. And then put the bonnet over, go to sleep. Tomorrow I'll take the bonnet off. Then undo the twist. So I guess it'll kind of be like a twist out. So we're just gonna quickly, we'll do like 6 twists in my hair. So we're just gonna take 2 pieces and twist it. Then tomorrow morning I will lay these edges, get them on the fleek before I leave my house. Actually, who am I kidding? I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. I'm going to Zoom class tomorrow. That's what I'm doing. Okay, but we're just going to twist these sections up. I hope this was kind of relaxing to listen to. I don't know, I hope it wasn't boring. This is gonna turn out really good tomorrow morning. I think it's gonna look really cute. So we are just twisting. Not the neatest twists, because I'm tired and lazy. But just to kind of keep it in one place. Then when I undo the twist tomorrow, my hair will be extra, extra curly. So we're just going to twist the right side, like this. I have a big week ahead of me. Hope you guys are gonna have a good week this week. Hopefully get that bread. Do what you gotta do. Maybe go on a walk or something, get some fresh air. I've been doing that lately. I've been going on like a 15 to 20 minute walk every morning. It's been nice. Especially since there's nowhere else to go. Kind of makes me wonder how I'm gonna do my Christmas shopping when you can only do like curbside pickup or whatever. Okay, last section. Alright, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to take my silk scarf. You want to use a silk scarf or a satin scarf? It's going to put the least amount of friction on your hair. I'm going to wrap my head. So, it's hard to explain how I do it, but I kind of just make a triangle shape with the scarf. I kind of make sure all my hair is like tucked in. Then I just tie the scarf around my head. So, pretty straightforward. Yeah, so that's it. I hope this wasn't super duper boring, and I hope you enjoyed it.